Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm not going to lie. I don't know how relatable this specifically will be for everyone, but it could be, even if it's not something you've ever thought about before, you could be finding out that you're doing something great that is fashionable for your face. Do you want to have a fashionable face, Hot Wings?
I do.
Well, this is good news for you then.
I do.
But really good news for you. Just taking a look right now. You're okay. About to be fashionable as hell.
Oh, snap.
A now viral TikTok has encouraged ladies to keep your lower bleph, B-L-E-P-H.
Okay.
Have you ever heard that term before?
I've heard bleh, like B-L-E-G-H. That's in a lot of metal songs when they go bleh.
Okay. No, this is definitely a different thing. You're welcome to keep your blech.
Yeah, too. I've heard of blech, too. That's Charlie Brown says that a lot. He doesn't like the taste of something.
Mm-hmm. He does. Mm-hmm. Well, here's the TikTok that kicked this off.
Okay. All right.
Ladies, keep your lower blech. Keep your under eye bags. Please let Leah be an example of how incredibly hot and cool they are. This is what makes her sexy. This is what makes her so, like, chic and fashion. Like, this stare with the bag underneath, oh, it's so hot. I mean, I don't have to show you how many examples of hot girls can I show. Both of these women have had them since their, like, early 20s, by the way, and they just still look so cool with it. Like, it doesn't look old to me. This looks really cute and cool. Not to mention, people that don't have them, the young people, are literally drawing them on. I used to do that to look like Sky Fiera, like the dark under here. Let's keep it. Don't get rid of the lower bleph. Save the bleph.
So you All mean right. eye bags.
Eye bags.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Bleph comes from, I learned this from my wife, who used to work at a plastic surgery office. It's a, I don't remember how to say it, but it's basically, that's the term, like a blephsectomy or whatever, where they fix your bags.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
That's not the correct way to say it. But that's,
an eye lift.
Yeah. Basically. All right. So bags are cool, right?
I mean, I've noticed makeup trends that definitely, like she highlighted, they, you know, take a whatever color is best for your skin and and run it right along that little area. And I don't care.
To make it show even more?
Uh-huh. It gives you like a baby doll look almost, which is really cute. I like it. I don't mind it.
I don't mind it.
I think the only time I'm kind of like, whoa, is when they're super discolored.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because then I'm like, you seem tired.
Yeah.
But it happens.
Yeah.
But that's what the whole trend, they say, is the new beauty ideal is about wearing signs of life, not erasing them.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's also worth noting that the examples that she picks out are some of the most beautiful women that exist.
It does help.
So you're kind of already at an advantage.
Yeah, it helps a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Has there been a fashion trend where you're like, I wish that would come back over the years?
I don't
whale
know.
Tail.
You want the whale tail to come back,
kidding,
Kelly?
No. But low-rise
jeans. You were
jeans.
In that whale tail. You would have been probably in high school, right, when that was,
I was
the thing?
Prime whale tail time.
Yes.
Prime.
That's when America was great.
I was in high school 2001 to 2005, which feels like a flex now because that was such a great time.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like anybody in high school in the 90s can say that too.
Yep.
But that early Y2K fashion that people are loving now, I was like, oh, man, 13, 14, 15, 16-year-old me was wearing the lowest rise jeans you've ever seen in your life. But like whale tails to me, that was always funny to see when girls would do that. You got in so much trouble at school.
A friend of mine who was a principal for a long time, and he was doing the class monitors, part of the job, and he got into, it was a new teacher, and she was like first or second year out of college, and she was an okay teacher, but the day that he was in there, and she would have known he was going to be there, she's lecturing in front of the class of middle schoolers, like sixth graders, and she bent over in the front of the class. And it was full whale tail and 2/3 cheeks popping out of the low-rise pants. And he's like, I don't know how to. I remember him saying, like, I don't know how to handle this. Because on every level, what she's doing, but also I'm a grown man and her superior, and I have to go to her and say, I could see too much of your butt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's just an awkward conversation.
Yeah, a weird position.
I do love certain makeup trends that are gone now. Like the, I don't even know what they're called, but like the full on set, like with your eyes just being super smoky and sexy. Because now it's very like clean aesthetic, and I like that too. But man, I just love a full face of smoky eye makeup. I just love, and I'll never do it, but I love it on women.
I just miss the 2016 era of makeup where it was every girl who had an eyeshadow palette that had really fun colors was doing these just crazy elaborate eye looks that, and I would try to recreate them, and I'd just be sitting there for like 3 hours just making an absolute mess of my face. But it looked so good by the end.
And for guys, I wish you guys would wear shorter shorts again, like 60s and 70s styles, short shorts.
Really?
Let's come back a little bit.
Yeah. Let's come back a little
bit. Show them thighs. I love it. And I love how drastic the contrast is from like what hasn't been showing to what has, like from your thighs to your knees.
Oh, you mean how absolutely pale the upper thigh is compared to the knee tan?
Yes, I love that. Put those short shorts on and let those thighs shine.
Skies out, thighs out.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Bring it back for the boys. And y'all should wear crop tops too. I love a man in short shorts.
A man in a little crop top.
Especially when you're real skinny. I'm just like, God dang, come over here.
So not us.
You little noodle
in
shorts.
Not us. Yeah, I could pull that off in the 80s when other guys like me were wearing things like that. And I had.
When you were 10?
No. Well,
mathematically,
off.
I mean,
12 or 13.
You know, all the other guys, you
12
know.
Or 13 or 14, when that was like a thing, I had a Michigan mesh crop top.
Yes, bring those back.
Yeah, I definitely had one of those.
You know, all
man.
The guys, a young Matt Dillon, Phil Collins, Merle Haggard, and Hot Wings wearing the crop tops.
When I say all the guys, I meant of our age, like middle schoolers. I don't mean old idiots like we are now. Like, nobody wants to see me in a mesh crop top.
I do.
Other than for comedic purposes, like a Will Ferrell. Like, look
right
at
now.
His pudgy body. That's funny. But it ain't sexy.
Tommy,
so no.
When I brought up this bleph thing earlier as just a weather balloon, you got very excited about under eye bags.
Oh man, that is one of the hottest things to me is eye bags and dark circles. I love it. I love it. It's like give me a tired girl. Give me one who looks like she had just woke up.
Is she less likely to say no? Is that why you're attracted to that?
That's crazy.
Have it in her.
No, I agree. I agree with you, Tommy. My type, I will say, is half dead looking dudes. Like there was one time, me Kelly.
Is this going to be a compliment to your significant other?
Maybe.
Really?
Yeah.
Let me try it on my end. I'm imagining if my wife said, "I'm really into half dead looking dudes."
Yeah, I like the way you look half dead all the time.
I think you're hotter when you look tired.
Yeah.
Or like there was one time, me, Kelly, and a bunch of girlfriends, we were out to dinner, and we had a perfectly conventionally handsome server. He kind of had Jimmy Neutron hair.
Oh yeah.
And all the ladies knew that I was single, and they were like, "Malin, what about him? What about him?" And I was like,
"Too alive.
No, not my type." And they were like, "Well, what is your type?" And I said, "See those line cooks back there? That's my type." And now
I feel that in my
and
bones.
Now my significant
Wait, really?
Other
hell yeah, I almost said the F word again.
My significant hell other yeah. used to be a line cook.
Oh okay. My god.
All right,
he
so
has
you need
that
Benicio
vibe.
Del Toro who smells like fries.
Oh. I need yeah. a tired
and,
man
and
sad
has
boy.
An Irish angry accent.
Yeah.
Kelly, a tired man sad boy.
A tired man sad boy.
He Do you want them to actually be sad or you just like the sad dour look? Like Morrissey.
Both.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And like, why do you think? Is it a fixer-upper type thing?
They're usually really, really good in bed.
Mm-hmm.
Like they are usually the sadder, the better. Honestly. Like you got dead mom issues. Oh, you about to be wild. I can feel it.
Yeah.
For real. It's the sad boys.
That's how girls are. The more neglected.
I know. Seriously.
Yeah, that's
we
the
are
tired
wild.
Thing.
Yeah. The ones whose
you
dad,
feel that way too?
The ones whose dads didn't pay attention to them enough.
Yeah. What you're describing, if this were a male describing a woman, I would be imagining strippers and porn stars.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like if Hot Wings said that, I would have said, so you're into like strippers, porn stars, and maybe women who have too many ex-husbands.
Mm-hmm.
But see, when you talk about guys, though, I just picture like dudes who are really good at kickflips.
Okay.
What about a line cook and you flip?
Okay.
Yeah.
Steve, did that make you feel good?
Yeah, a little bit.
You used to be able to do a kickflip.
No, yeah. I can never do a kickflip.
Yeah.
Like he's...
But you keep too normal of sleeping hours, so you don't.
I don't know. He's got kids. Look how tired he looks. Yeah. He's probably dreamy to someone.
Yeah. Like, where am I?
Do you think that's why your wife made you have kids? I mean, I know you wanted kids, but do you think a subtle advantage was he's going to look all beat up and weathered?
If that's what she was looking for, then
and her
mission
face is
accomplished.
Just making you more attractive to other women now.
I'll turn him into an Adonis with a never-ending workload of children, because that's what children are. We love them, but it's a grind, right?
There's a bit of work involved with them.
Tommy, your significant other, how's she going to feel about your desire to have someone who looks a little beat up?
You know, it's funny because she is so put together, but she's got like so many freckles, and I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They could just make the freckles look more tired.
Okay, yeah, if so I could just clump them together and make them darker.
Okay. Make sure she never gets a good night's sleep.
Yeah, that's my idea. Wink, wink. Man, I love it.
That is Tommy talking about freckles, though. I like it that it is kind of trendy now. What you had mentioned earlier, Freebeer, too, about how, just that lived-in kind of makeup look. Like that signs of life kind of look is trendy now. Where, people are drawing on freckles because if they don't have them, they want them because that just looks more... natural.
The thing is, that's always what has appealed to men. Always. I think women wear more makeup for other women than for guys.
I think all men or you?
No, I think most guys prefer less, more natural looking makeup than more makeup.
As a guy, I would tell you it depends on how hot she starts.
True. I mean,
I'm not lying.
That's not a lie.
It helps. No one says
he said the quiet part out loud.
Yeah. Well, that's what we're doing. No one says to the ugly girl, hey, less is more.
It helps.
Right?
No.
But if you're pretty and people say to you, hey, you don't even need makeup, it's because you don't need makeup. But there are some people listening, and I'm not trying to be mean. If I were a woman, no one would be saying to me, hey, you don't need makeup. They'd be like, let me take you to Ulta.
Yeah.
You know, I'll drop you off with a gift card and pick you up when you're pretty.
I'm not saying nobody needs makeup. I'm just saying less is more. You got to know when to say when.
Maitland, have you ever seen a guy that was hot and then thought to yourself, oh, man, I'll try to find him again when life's been hard to him?
I can't say I have.
Yeah. No, but it's kind of a good idea, right?
It is. Or I just secretly follow him around and make his life harder and then finally get his attention once he looks tired.
Oh, yeah. You want to age
That's
a guy.
Devious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maitland's going to troll a boy into marriage material.
Yeah.
That's actually what I've been doing.
Is that right?
Yeah.
He's in trouble, right?
Oh, yeah.
Good thing
My
you got
little drummer boy.
That line.
I know it's 8 p.m. Have some more caffeine. Why don't you?
Yeah.
But you're don't not forget, sleeping. You have to get up with me.
Hey, teach me how to play the drums. I'm going to be up until 11 o'clock tonight practicing.
All right. kind of related, but only kind of. It just popped into my head when Tommy said that's always been a big turn on for him. You know, bags under the eyes.
Uh-huh.
You think that goes back to, like, your childhood? Like, when you were nursing, looking up at your mom, and she's tired in the middle of the night? You just dissociated the two?
You think you never got out of your Oedipus?
That's what I don't understand the implication here.
Maitland does. That's why her mouth has been open for 30 seconds. a gape. Well, probably not it. I was just guessing.
That's how it starts.
Yeah, it is. It starts with a gape.
What is the completely non-sexual thing that weirdly turns you on?
Earlobes.
Okay, that was fast. All earlobes?
Nah, I'm not a earlobe person. I'm just kidding.
Are you kidding, or did
you
feel? Did you feel like I wish I hadn't said that because now the attention is going to be on me?
Nah, then I thought about it. I was like, no, it doesn't. Because sometimes, like, I don't like when they're connected.
So you care? It matters to you?
I guess it does.
Does this go back to nursing too? Or
yeah, whenever I was suckling, I always had one hand on the earlobe.
All right, like you can answer that question. What's something completely non-sexual that weirdly turns you on? 1-800-947-3979.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.